Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru.
And now, it is 11th NBA season out of Washington State University. Number 11, Clay Thompson!
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, it is crossover time. Steiny, Guru, Willard, Dibs. We are outside Chase Center, and we've got the Dallas Mavericks in town. Klay Thompson returns. What's going on, gentlemen? How you doing?
Yeah, guys.
Hello.
Yeah.
It's Klay a vibe, right?
Yeah, it's a vibe.
Yeah.
Come on, Steiny. It's a little chilly.
Oh, just you wait, bro.
I know.
Just you wait.
I know. Sun goes down at 3:45 now.
Dibs
is a seasoned veteran. He's got layers.
Look like a deer hunt, not like that.
Yeah. And the beanie is on deck.
Okay.
And I got a hood. I got a beanie. And the one thing that none of you three have any idea about, it's about being bald. And when you're bald, you get cold because the heat escapes from your hands, your feet, and your head.
Mm.
That's where your heat escapes most often.
Wow.
And, you know, Goo, you've got that beautiful wave.
I did that.
It's a fact. Steiny is actually doing great for a man of his age, and Mark is salt and pepper, but he's got that rug.
Yeah.
I got nothing, guys, so I got to prepare at all times.
Cold. You look great, Dibs.
Yeah. I look good, but I'm cold.
Summer. Willard, jump in. What do you want me to say? It's a vibe. Like, no, I want to have fun with this. That's the sort of the stance that I'm taking about today, because also want to just acknowledge there's like a lot of, you know, there's a lot of stuff here. There's a lot of feelings here from the organization. There's a lot of feelings from Klay Thompson. And the one thing two things hit me. Part of it was when I was listening to you guys, and one of them is that this is happening really fast.
No doubt.
This happened really soon, and in a perfect world, we probably wouldn't have it happen quite yet, because like free agency was literally only, 4 months ago? And now here we are already having the return night, and it's a little quick.
Yeah.
The other thing I was thinking about, though, as the Golden State Warriors, as classy as they are, and put all the effort in, and we are sitting here surrounded by captain's hats,
everything,
Klay splash bobbles, and all of the things that have been planned for tonight. And you guys were talking about the epidemic of injuries in the league, and I'm just thankful that he's healthy and playing.
Oh, there you
Can
go.
You imagine if that guy had turned an ankle a couple of nights ago?
Wow.
Right? So, and it happened to Durant. How many times was Durant's return scheduled?
You're right.
And then it didn't happen.
COVID or injury.
Yeah. So, you know, at least we got this, and let's have fun with it and make the most of it. And if you're in your feelings about it, you can go back to him tomorrow.
Yeah, and we've had people call in who are putting their feelings on Klay. He's not doing enough. He's not saying this or that. And I'm like, just let him breathe. But You know, I like to dream, Willard and Dibs, and Stoney's making fun of me. I hope whatever the Warriors have planned, and I believe Steph's a big part of it, he will get talked to by Steph Curry, and if somehow the microphone Clay could get and just say something to Dub, not the team, but Dub Nation, that would be an iconic moment.
I love the dreamer side of you. I think that is plus a billion.
Okay, I tried to come up with a number.
And I'm with you that it would be amazing. I don't think his head is in that space at all.
Do you think him being 14, because I just had this thought, of his last 49 has anything to do, guys, with his current mood, if you deem he's in a mood? Like, if he had been 30 for 49 coming in here on a personal heater and the Warriors rating 2, he would be more inclined to be, you know, hey, Willard and Dibs, you need me to pop on? But the fact that maybe, you know, for the team, the Warriors are 8-2, he's 14 of 49, I just know I wouldn't be feeling, you know, I wouldn't be feeling it, if whatever you want to clarify it as.
Yes, but I don't think that he'd be feeling it anyway, but the fact that they're coming off a loss, I believe 2 straight losses, and he's been quietly not great, I think that all leads to him being...
It's natural, right?
It's natural, but it also is his nature in general. Even if things ended on a great note, and they didn't, and even if he left on his own recognizance, and he didn't, all those things together, he still would not take the mic. It's not him.
All right, I got you.
He's not that guy. You know who he is, Goo? He's a guy who would go to the Montclair golf course back when he was a Warrior and bring his 2 or 3 buddies and get a pitcher of beer and sit at a table and act like he was just one of us.
All right.
And that's who he is.
And that's why fans gravitated to him.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think it's much about that either, although I don't know what this would, and I want to say will, feel like when this happens again after he's retired. But that's a completely different animal. You know what I mean? The idea of finishing with a different team. Look at Jerry Rice, for example. He finished with multiple different teams.
I hated it.
And you know, supposedly was in his feelings on his last performance to the local fans when Terrell Owens had 20 catches in
Chicago.
That game.
I'll never forget.
So there were feelings there. Now you can't find a home 49er game where Jerry's not there in a suit running around on the field before the game. I don't know that that'll ever happen with Clay, but that's all I'm getting at with this. This is just it's a little quick.
I think that is a fact.
Clay's still mad. And yeah.
I think, like Dibs said this before the show, he said, you know, Clay doesn't want this. And I agree with Dibs on that one. And it's not because of any possible acrimony, even though that might be part of it. To me, it's just... he knows he's going to be the center of attention tonight, whether he likes it or not. And I just don't, I think on balance, he'd rather not be. And he would love to just come in here, play, you know, talk to some, you know, interview after the game and get out of town.
I imagine there is an alcoholic beverage waiting for him at his hotel for after the game already.
Right.
This is a lot. This is a lot.
This is Snoop Dogg.
This is a lot of energy.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether he's up for it or not, I can't speak for the guy, but I bet that after the game he'll feel relief that this is in the rearview mirror.
The best comp that I can give, and I gave you guys earlier, and I gave it to Steiny, and he didn't look at it, and so I gave it to Guru, and he used it as a trivia question. The other 6 players who have won 4 titles
with
the team.
See if Willard can guess. Yeah.
6 guys have won a title with a team,
yep,
and then gone on to play for another team in the modern era.
4 titles or any titles?
4.
They've won 6 guys have won 4 titles
with one team.
With one team,
and then gone on to play for another team.
Steiny got him.
Yeah.
Well,
he got four of them.
Slipped up. Yeah.
He got 4 of them, and then you handed him the other 2, which was good. It was a
good
bit. Let's
see what Willer got.
You were up against it.
Oh God, you don't do this because like history trivia, I'm terrible at it.
Well,
even if I know, I'm like I can't think of it. No, I'm terrible at it.
Well, 2 are pretty
easy. Anxiety, like
Jordan
goo.
And Pippen, they won 6, and they both went elsewhere.
Okay.
And then the harder ones, Derek Fisher won 5 with L.A.
Wow,
he ended up. He was actually a Warrior.
He was a Warrior for a second.
Kurt Rambis, throwback, he won 4 with L.A., and then
Santa
he went
Clara.
Elsewhere.
Who the hell did he play with after the Lakers?
I think Charlotte.
That's
probably right.
All this came out because you guys were talking about about like how special this is and how unique. And I actually pulled off, Steiny, on Highway 24 off the Telegraph exit because I wanted to think about how special this is, because it is really special. And the one name I keep coming back to is Scottie Pippen, because Pippen won 6 in Chicago, and then that went the way it went. Jordan, you know, decided that he was going elsewhere, and I think Scottie played... No, he left too. Or he might have played one more year, and then he left. Yep. And then he went to Houston, and they actually didn't play Chicago that year because of the strike. Oh. And then as a Portland Trail Blazer, and I've been watching a video today of him coming back in 2000 for the first time to Chicago as a Blazer, and it feels a little bit like this, where it's awkward because he didn't leave the way he wanted to leave.
None of them did, though.
Well, Scottie, I think, is unique because Scottie was there with Michael, and Michael left, and Scottie was like, well, I guess I got to leave, too, because I'm not Michael. And so he left, and he went to Houston, and then he went to Portland, and he came back with Portland, and it felt like tonight's going to feel like, which is honorary, but also a little bit awkward, because Scottie wasn't done yet.
But, Dibs, to Willard's point, you're right, but they had a year off. This is fast. This just,
really
the breakup just happened, and you're right back, and you want me to show emotion? Like, I totally get Clay, and he hasn't said anything, like, what word am I looking for? Derogatory, to where fans are like, oh, but he's acting put yourself in his shoes.
Sure. No, like, I completely get, and none of us know the details of what it was like night in and night out inside that locker room.
Right.
Steve Kerr, I think, indicated some things with us yesterday about the difficulties of how that felt and how there are blow-ups every year, and, you know, usually doesn't lead to someone being punched, but there's stuff. You know, we were kind of asking him about the Debo thing, and he's like, it happens.
Okay.
Every year in every single locker room, you just don't usually see it or what have you. But that's my thing. If you go back, if we looked up, I don't remember what the actual date was. We had all the lead up and the indicators. But the actual date that Klay Thompson went to the Mavericks, it's probably pretty close to what? Like 4 months ago to the day. 4 months ago. And here we are with caps, and we're ready to...
It's telling him how he should respond.
You know what I mean?
Right. Wow.
Like, yeah, you break up with someone, you're usually not ready to come back around and celebrate each other 4 months later. This is really fast.
Especially if you might be bitter still.
And there's no question about that. You can see it with him. Now, I love what Steve said yesterday, which is that what Clay is trying to do is he's trying to not let the emotions of tonight overwhelm the fact that he's got a job to go do. He's got a game to go try to win tonight. And so that's what he's trying to do. I don't buy for a second that he doesn't care or that this isn't emotional or all of those things, but he's got a game to go win. So A, he's got a job to do. And yes, we're all aware of the fact that he left here upset. Of course, I mean, he's been upset for 2.5 years. That's not going to go away with 4 calendar turns.
No, exactly. I think that's kind of what's going to happen tonight. Is I do think it's going to be awkward a little bit, but I think they're going to get through it. And then the real question is, at what point over the next few years do they reconcile and he's back? And I'm not saying, you know, he's going to retire in 2 or 3 years, but the reality of the situation is I think he does feel a certain kind of way about the organization, the people up top. I don't think he's got an issue with players. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I don't think he's got an issue with the fans. But this happens all the time. And time will heal all wounds, and eventually he'll be back here getting the honor that they're going to give him when it's all said and done.
And some players, I do believe, are more open to that when it's over.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not over. If you're Clay right now, you're thinking about being a Maverick and beating the Warriors. You're not thinking about, like, oh, how cool, captain's hats, and that's great. I like being on a boat, and I'm a captain and the whole thing. You are laser-focused on being a guy who's going to beat this team, and you're coming off 2 straight losses, and you're coming off a couple of bad games, and so I don't fault him for that. If you want to be laser-focused on what you're doing, your job, then do that.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
You know what's a cross-sport comp that just popped into my head is Madison Bumgarner. A guy who is a multiple champion, came up through one organization, and then left at the very end when there were questions about what was still remaining with that player, and then admitted on the way out the door, I'm kind of mad at you, organization. And so, like, that gives us maybe a window into what the whole Clay thing will feel like a number of years from now. Bumgarner is now, I think, officially retired. Maybe not. Yeah. I don't know if he's announced it.
It wasn't pretty once he left.
Right. He's not going to play anymore. And I think I even start to see a softening of whatever those feelings were when he left, and you remember he was mad at the organization for the motorbike stuff and all of that. Now with Buster Posey running the team, how do you think it would feel for Mad Bum to have a day dedicated
now,
to him?
Just hearing that, Oracle, I'm like, it's going to happen.
Of course, okay. Of course. And I think that he will, all of that stuff will be in the past, and I would guess that there'll be one of those days for Clay someday too.
I've been around a few blocks, and I'm not ashamed. I'm not trying to start any mess, but I've told Evan and I told Steiny on air, Dibs, that if something were going on and I was going to depart and my partner or Evan didn't step in to maybe even if they said I told them don't do it, I would feel some type of way if I felt like my guys didn't ride for me. And the point that I'm making is we don't know how Clay's looking at this, but the gravity that Steph and Dre have is second to none, right? So who's to say, you know, when this all played out, if he's looking at some of his teammates just not side-eyed, but like maybe you could have did more to prevent me from departing. And if that did happen and he feels that way, he's human, I would understand it. But I said it to Stein and he's like, nah, it ain't their job.
No.
He wouldn't want me to do that for him. But I go, you could tell me that, but I'm going to do it. So, I mean, again, who knows? And I ain't trying to be Jerry Springer, but I just think about Clay was with, he was part of the Big Three, man.
Right.
And he's the one.
But
done.
It's not their job to ride for him. He has an agent. And if you're Draymond, you're not trying to like step forward and say, hey, guys, can we give Clay $30 million a year? Darn it, we really like Clay. And the organization would say, you know, Steph and Draymond, we love you, but go ahead and show yourself out because you need to stay in your lane. Shout out to Lonzo Ball's
father.
What
about getting the parties in a room together to talk?
I think we're leaving something out of this conversation, which is does Steph Curry feel like Clay's point, which is I still want to be a starter and I want to shoot my way through all of these things and I want to sort of ignore. Is that going to help Steph? Goo, look at their record.
Yeah, no, it's not. Last year, it
did
help.
Part of what's hard for a Warrior fan right now is that you can't ignore that they look better without him.
Yeah.
They do. And he's in a new city, still shooting 35% from three, and they're 5-5.
I'm putting myself in his shoes. Like, oh my gosh, you want me to do something tonight?
You know, I don't know.
As far as before the game,
I think that they've all, you know, you look at the way Steph and Jordan Poole hug one another. I think these guys are so phenomenal at compartmentalizing, where they can look at a guy and be like, I ride with you, you're my guy, we achieved amazing things together, and then in the next room they're like, but that's not our right move going forward.
Wow.
So in other words, if I were leaving the company and I told you, do whatever you do, do not go to bat for me,
I'm going to bat.
So that's the way you would want to leave our relationship?
No, but hold on.
By
there's
defying
one caveat
me.
You're leaving out. There's
defying
one. If
me.
I deep down knew that you didn't really want to leave, I would go to that extreme.
But Clay did want to leave.
We don't know that. I don't believe he wanted to leave.
His feelings,
Dre got 4 years and you offer me two? Like that right
exactly.
there would piss me
so
off.
So should they have offered him four?
See, it's
but they're different players,
than
Guru,
that.
But yeah, they're different players.
No doubt.
You know, they're different players, different situations. You know, I don't know. Like, to me, because I don't know if he's doing what you're saying.
Right.
But if he is, that's not an adult way of going about your business, of being like, well, Dre got four, so I get four. That's how kids handle dinner portions. That's not how you handle contracts for a multi-billion dollar organization. Dre does different things.
What if I'm looking for respect? What if that symbolizes respect?
Well, but that's, again, the Warriors are not in the business of doling out respect.
I get it.
They're in the business of doling out good entertainment and winning basketball games.
Respect is going to somebody in the hospital and saying, you know what? You're broken, but we're going to give you the max. That's respect.
And I brought that.
That's respect.
All right, that happened.
If you want, and you had Bob Myers on earlier, and he was great. And if you want to talk about respect, that's the ultimate, like, tip of the cap. And tonight we're all going to tip our cap, our sailor cap for Clay. But the organization did that where he was broken. And I wonder about the Niners with Dre Greenlaw. And Dre Greenlaw's, his contract is coming up.
Yeah.
And he's coming off a major injury. And are they going to do what the Warriors did for Clay?
Out of sympathy, a little bit.
It's not only sympathy, but it's also like, we believe in you. Mm. And we're going to go ahead and invest bad money, hoping that we get good money on the back end. And the Warriors did. The Warriors got another chip out of it. So it wasn't just a bad investment. But what it was respect.
Wow. I think they also thought they were still going to get good basketball out of him.
And they did.
To a degree. They also
got a title.
They also got a defiant second injury where he went away from the team's team's own process. And so
And like, still won a title.
They still won a title, but it wasn't solely based on Clay by any stretch. I mean, I just if you look at the timeline of the whole thing, I sit here today and I can...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fully understand why both sides have a lot of feelings over the last few years.
I can respect that.
Completely agree.
And that's why I look at tonight and I think that fans are feeling a certain way. Fans are like, yes, Clay's back and we love Clay and we want to honor Clay, but Clay maybe is not in the same mind space, and so that's okay. And I was, you know, looking at the Scottie Pippen return to Chicago, and Steiny, you'd love it because they did like a 5-minute tribute, and then Scottie comes out and it's, you know, a full wave and a thank you, and he takes it off and let's go, let's play basketball. It's all business, and I think that's the way it is.
And I think like that's
what he wants.
I think why aren't we tonight just going to give him his 3-minute video and that's it? Why is it more than that? It's because it's Clay Thompson. But I do agree that
he's got a lot of years left. Like, he's
right.
not retiring.
Scottie Pippen played five more years.
Right.
And so I do think that tonight is much more like that. It's not going to be more than that. It'll be a video. It'll
right.
be a let's tip our cap, and Clay is going to do what he does, and it's going to be a wave, and then it's going to be, all right, let's go. Let's play basketball.
Yeah, I was wondering this, and I was having a conversation with someone very close to me earlier today who asked this question, and I wonder, we probably don't know because I don't know the marketing of every team in the history of sports. Has any team ever done a giveaway before for the opponent?
Wow.
Like, that is a very, like, if you want a picture,
say no.
right? If you want a picture of how sort of unique and maybe kind of difficult tonight is, I don't know if I've ever seen that yeah. before. Now, it's just the 11th game of the year, but has anyone ever, right? Can you imagine the Giants? They're like, Ohtani bobbleheads. What?
Another team this year did an Ohtani bobblehead, a visiting team.
Did they?
I would guess.
If they wanted to make money, they
exactly,
should. But
exactly.
like when Bum was on the Diamondbacks, what if they yeah. did, like, everybody gets a free snot rocket doll.
Oh.
When you come in, like, it's weird.
See, and the Warriors had a commercial just about a week ago about this comeback was going to be like no other. Now I'm thinking maybe you just hit the nail on the head. These hats are it.
It is
We're
like no other. It is. I mean, it is. And I
there
mean,
it is.
Dude,
it
in
is
the snot rocket bobblehead, you had me thinking about, like, when you bobble it and out comes like a yellow.
The kids would love it. It's totally gross.
I live with a 2-year-old bobblehead who does that.
If you put a commercial on TV for that, my 10-year-old would ask for tickets. I know for sure.
You bobble him sure. and he goes, get down! Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, the only thing I can think of, and it's not even close to the same, is, you know, when the Warriors really stunk back in the 2000s, they would market.
Great timeout.
They would market the other teams
yes.
coming in.
And
hey,
Magic Johnson.
Come see Shaq
right. play. Yes.
Shaq and Kobe.
Yes.
Come
yes.
see Gary
Hey, dynamic pricing is one thing. Dynamic giveaways is next level.
Who are the Warriors playing? That
you
was
know
like
what I mean?
On the side.
Like on Christmas Day, are they going to give away LeBron posters?
That's good.
Like,
stuff,
no.
Here's another
this
thing
is
about
very
you.
Unique, and I hope that in a weird way, Clay, I don't know if he's in the space for this. I hope he's touched by that.
Right.
I don't know that this has ever happened before.
Well,
a giveaway for the opponent.
Well, with a salute.
With a salute?
Right. With a salute.
I wonder what kind of salute he'd like to give back. I don't know.
That's not fair.
I don't know.
Well, if Clay is, like, really doing chess, not checkers, he doesn't hold up four fingers. He holds up five.
Yeah.
And he points the thumb, and he goes, you know what? One for the thumb. I'm about to get my fifth.
And then the Warriors go, that's how many wins you have this year.
Yeah.
You adorable little kid.
He's in a great spot, though. I told Stanley, I think he's in the best spot he could go to for what he does, his skills, and who he's with, man.
Well, I remember saying this last
year. It's early.
I feel like wherever Klay Thompson was going to go, it was going to probably feel good to him because that fan base would never compare him to his former self.
Okay. All right.
And that's
no
that,
doubt.
That
yeah.
to me is
Dallas
what that's
shooting. They
that,
didn't have
like
it.
if you want other than whatever conversations he was having with his own employer, what I think Clay needed was that. I think he needed to stop being and he needed to stop doing it to himself. But he needed to stop being compared to his former self, and pretty much every other team offers
and
that.
He's playing high level ball with Dallas or is going to.
Yeah.
Well, is he?
I mean,
they were just in the finals.
Oh, you mean the team?
Oh, yeah, the team.
Yeah. Individually.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. He's not in Beirut.
Mixed bag.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys
we'll
have a rest,
right
great
on.
Rest of the thanks, man. Have a great rest of the day. It should be fun here tonight. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
We're saluting.
You're putting it on your head.
Oh. We're saluting.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson.
There we go.
It should be a fun night.
What's up, baby?
Out there. And you guys take it from here. On 95.7.
Man, that looks good on you, dude. You should be a sailor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.